This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Those of you that listened to our radio program this week may remember me quoting a psychologist talking about the word believe, where this psychologist says there are a lot of people who don't believe anything that anybody tells them, and that may include some of you. You may not believe your parents, you don't believe the people you work with, you don't believe your brothers and sisters, you don't believe anybody. You only believe in you, in what you say. And here's what he said. If that's the case with you, he says, it's vitally important that you tell yourself the truth. If you're the only person that you believe, then it makes a big difference to know that you tell yourself the truth. Truth about what? About your sin. Isn't it amazing how there are men who minimize what they do and maximize what their wife does that's wrong? And there are wives who minimize what they do and maximize what their husbands do. And we see that in every relationship in life. And it's very important for you and for me to tell ourselves the truth about what's going on in our life. When you find out that you've been lying to yourself, it's time to change. When you discover you have been lying to you, then it's time to make changes in your life. I really believe that. In verse 23 says, get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. You know what that says to me? That part of being a father is helping your children to find truth, to find wisdom and insight, discipline and understanding. Max Lucado has a book where all he does in the book is put at the top of the page questions that people have asked him over the years as a writer. He writes this question, and I want you to hear the answer. Question: I have one child in middle school and another starting to drive. Am I wrong to worry? It's the understatement of the century, isn't it? I have one child in middle school and another starting to drive. Am I wrong to worry? Here's his answer. No, you are a parent. And Jesus heeds the concern of a parent's heart. After all, our kids were his kids first. Somebody didn't hear that. I want to read that again. Our kids were his kids first. Don't you know that children are a heritage of the Lord? Psalm 127:3. Before they were ours, they were his. Even as they are ours, they are still his. We tend to forget this, regarding our children as our children, as though we have the final say in their health and their welfare and their future. We don't. All people are God's people, including the small people who sit at your table. Wise are the parents who regularly give their children back to God. Wise are the parents who regularly give their children back to God. I love this next paragraph of Max Lucado's. Here's what he says. Jesus said so little about parenting. He made no comments about spanking, breastfeeding, sibling rivalry, or schooling. Yet his actions spoke volumes about prayer. Each time a parent prayed, Christ responded. His big message to moms and dads is this: bring your children to me. Bring your children to me. That's the message to parents. Raise them in a greenhouse of prayer. Raise them in a greenhouse of prayer. When you send them off for the day, do so with a blessing. When you tell them good night, cover them with your prayers. Is your daughter stumped by a geography homework? Pray with her about it. Is your son intimidated by the new girl at school? Pray with him about her. Pray that your children will have a profound sense of place in this world and a heavenly place in the next. God never dismisses a parent's prayer.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.